Okay. So before we go to Ketzatzilin, today I wanted to really finish up on one Tosfos that interested me here, perhaps because it was so difficult. There was something very confusing about it. And I know at least one of you came up to me, they're not in here yet, they'll get in here, came and asked the question, not realizing, or I didn't realize because I was so troubled by it, that in fact it is the question asked. It is a question asked by the Ramban. Okay, but you don't know what the Ramban question Ramban asked yet. Anyway, at this point we'll be sharing. I guess I didn't have faith in my email would be as effective as it seems to have been. Okay. So, what did the Rashbam say? First, the abridged version. You can read the abridged version here, but it's really hard to figure out what's going on. So let's read the Rashbam on Havei Min Amin of Davar Achar on Kuf Amud Beis. Shalom, will you read it? So before he gets explanation, so remember what we say for Rabbi Yehuda. We said that if you have the two chatichos of Isser, one which was Asr, one which was Nesar, and one which was started out as Isser, one which was initially Asr, so you require Shishim and the Rotev to be Mavatel them, and the chatichos do not contribute to the Bittel because Mimbimina was not Batel. So Rashbam now says, and apparently Rabbeinu Tam as well, that's the way the Rashba quotes in Kuchas, they say that just as you need Shishim and the Rotev Kedei Levatel, the two Chatichos of Isser, you also need Shishim and the Chatichos of Heter to be Mevatel, two Chatichos equivalent of Rotev. Why? So he says, and therefore, without other chatichos, in order to do the work, the heavy lifting of being mevatel that rotev, it's not going to be batel. And what's his raya? The hachi aminam beperakol abasar. That's the end of the Gemara. It's a quotation of the Gemara. So Rav had said, the Gemara had said that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and somebody else said all hold Efshe L'Sochto is Aser. So the Gemara says, does Rav really hold? Now what does Efshe L'Sochto is Aser? It means that if you cook Basar B'Chalav, and now you take if Tam of Chalav on the meat, but you take the meat and you squeeze it out, and you get the milk out, and it doesn't taste like basar b'chalav anymore. Does it become mutter again? Does the basar become mutter? Does the challah become mutter? So Rav said that if you how could you say that Rav holds that efshar l'self that was aser if Rav says that when you cook basar in challah that the basar is mutter and the challah the basar is aser and the challah is mutter? How can the challah be mutter? Challah nevelahu. So Tosfos explains what's the Gemara's question. Why is that a raya that Rav holds that Efshar L'Sochto was mutter? Peirush. In other words, when you cook the, put the meat into the milk and you cook the meat, and now it absorbs milk, and now it emits the milk, it absorbs. So that milk is, if the milk and the basar, if the basar and the chalav are nasas nevela, so then the milk is nevela. When the milk comes out of the basar and falls into the milk, then the milk should aser that min bimino b'kol shehu according to Rav. And if we don't paskin like Rav, how should that aser the milk? How would you mean mishayer? If you say that min bimino is batel, then what would that mean?
Milk is mutar.
What? You would need shishim. Can I get the piece of meat? And what could you not do? In other words, you have to assume, for the moment, for Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam, that the meat absorbed one measure of chalav, meaning up until the max amount of the meat. That's, we don't know exactly how much it absorbs, but it could absorb up to that amount.
We know the max amount of milk.
And now that it's polite, maybe we didn't measure before. Now that maybe it's polite, so how much do you have to, what is the shear that you need in order to be mevatel? 60 times the size of the meat. Now, why is that important? Well, because after all, in order to assume that the milk would be mutter anyway, you need 60 times the size of the meat. But what if you were to give it to a kfeila to taste? What would the din be? What would the din be if you gave it to a kfeila to taste? You cooked this milk in the meat, this meat in the milk. Now, you're concerned about the pleitas achalav, which was nasis nevela inside the chaticha. And now it goes back in there. So you said, Ari said that you need shishim kedei levatlo. But, and what about if a kfeila tastes it and he tells you that there's no tam basar in the challah? What's the din then, if you don't have shishim? Ari?
According to Rashi.
According to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. It would be mutter. Who agrees with that? Who disagrees with that? Why? Correct. That's mimimino now. Rav holds mimimino's not batel. We hold it's batel, but you still can't taste it.
He's not looking for that.
That's
not their understanding of.
No, according to Rav, they don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda either. They certainly don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But their hesber Rabbi Yehuda means that for us, even though we hold that mimimino is batel, you can't, if, and this is Ladina. The Ram, I assume, I haven't checked Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes as Ladina. It's the Ram at the end of the page. We'll read the Rambam in a moment now. But according to that, According to that svara, while the milk that's absorbed into the meat and now comes back out can in fact be batel in the milk, because min mimino is batel the way we paskin, still you have to know that it was batel. Now, midarais it's batel buro, but midarabanan you require shishim. How are you going to determine whether you had shishim? Well, giving it to kfeila doesn't help, because it's min mimino. Yeah, vadai, if you taste the basar in it, it's usur. But even if you don't taste the basar in it, you might have more than 1/60 of chalav shel isur. In which case, it's usur. Because why does the kfeila not help you, as Shalom said? Because it's mimimino. He can't taste that. He can only taste if there's basar in there. He can't taste if there's tam chalav isur in chalav. That's the definition, right? Going back to a question that was on the Bechina, by the, those of you after Shir, those of you who didn't get your Bechina back, and you took a Bechina, I have them with me. So the question now that's appeared on two bechinas is Rava's basic memrav of how you do bittel. And Rava said, Amar Rabbanan b'tayma, Amar Rabbanan b'kfeila, Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. And when do we apply shishim? Either when we don't have a kfeila, or when it's mimimino, that a kfeila doesn't work, because a kfeila, as expert as he is, can taste milk and milk. So therefore one would expect that if you accept the logic of Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, to the extent that you accept it, by whatever you assume you accept it, we hold mimimino is batel, but te'imas kfeila should no longer help you. Okay, Moshe?
But that would only make sense of the basar
shuah. What do you mean?
Because if the milk that went into the hatikas has now tam of isur in it, and you're expecting, presuming that tam is different from the tam of the milk.
No. I'll grant you that you have to not be able to taste it in the milk. Is if you can taste the basar in the milk, it's asr. That's basar v'chala, period. But even if you can't, you should be choshesh that the chalav, when it went into the meat, was nesar as chalav, as a chefta basar v'chala. The basar is asr, the chalav is asr. When the chalav comes back out, the fact is, if you had more than shishim in the milk to start with from the meat, you're in the end not going to taste the milk, meat in the milk. But you could still have a chashash, let's say at 55. So if you gave it to a kfeil and he said, I don't taste the meat, then mitzad, the iser basa b'chalav, it would be mutter. But mitzad, the fact that you have chalav, which is nevela, that has now come back out to rejoin its brethren, the chalav in the pot, well, that might not be shishim. And by mimimino, the gzeret rabbanon is that you require shishim. Initially, to create basar b'chalav, you require shinoi hatam. Yes. But that whole point is efshel l'soch to asr means now that you've extracted tam from tam, it still remains asr.
But from the chaticha, there was the chaticha was b'luah mechalav
And I presume if you were able to isolate the chal of that it absorbed and squeezed it out, it would take like it would be meat milk.
Right, but that's sort of my point. If you're a zinan basa shema, then yes, you have an amino. But if not, you now have chal that has the tam of the meat that it was squeezed out from.
No, what I'm telling you is that tam is batel. That tam is batel, but the milk is still aser bifnei atzmo.
I understand.
And the milk, and the milk part, for the 1 second, the milk part itself, whether it does at that point, once it's been extracted and gets mixed up with everything, that milk part, it's not that it's meat. It's milk. It tastes like milk. It just has a tinge of meat in it. It's still mindamino with the milk in the pot, whether you're Azlina Basar Shema or Azlina Basar Taima. We went through this once last week. Right? It's still, with Avigil, I think, it's still both based on Shema and Taima, it's still called mindamino. If you read, yes, Alec.
I don't get it though. That I mean, it seems that it's kind of like an in l'davar sof thing. Because let's say that it falls in one, like even if it falls in like 1 in 1,000, then there's going to be galia, and you keep on cooking. There's going to be something. The chal is going to go into the chatif and come out. It's going to go in and out different parts of it, and eventually it's going to be net.
Correct the Ramban Akasha. Vani tamei al masha amru chalav nevelahu. The alma masha chaticha bolas mi davar mespashal ima nasis besocha iser. Which has 1,000. Yes, that's the Ramban's question. Okay, that was the question when I read this Tosas that was making me crazy. And I read the Rashba, he helped, I understood a little more in Tosas, but I was still bothered by the question. And this morning I discovered the Ramban asked this question head on. After he explains the Machlokas, he just says, I don't understand what's going on. So we'll read the Ramban a little bit later in Shir, but that is the Ramban's question, 100% on the mark. And that's why when you read it in the short form, it's particularly hard to read this Tosas. When you go to Daf Kuf Ches, it becomes a little clearer, but the question is still there when you break it down and you analyze it. Why don't you have a recycling factory of Rotev? It goes through and through and through, and each Rotev becomes Nevela. So Bishlama, if you hold like whom, it's not a problem. If you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Hanan. So at the end of the day, for Rabbeinu Ephraim, how much time is there going to be in this pot? The answer is, forget Basar B'chol, that's the exception. By all other Isurim, the net sum total, there is such a, that's not a, an oxymoron or a redundancy. The net sum total of tam, of iser, is the same one chaticha you started with. There ain't going to be any more chaticha at the end of the day. That's the amount of flavor you have. If you can't taste it in the food, there's nothing to talk about. But if you hold na chaticha nasis nevela, you have a nevela making factory. The chaticha, the milk, the rotev comes in, the rotev goes out. The rotev comes in, the rotev goes out. Why do Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam assume it's limited to the amount of chaticha sisa you have in there? That's the total amount. Shalom?
Presumably, though, at some point, you can only get you can only say chaticha nasa nevela if you have more than a 60th of flavor to give to what goes in there. So at some point, the meat's going to run out of flavor to give.
It would be nice.
Necessarily.
It would take, let's put it this way, it would take a very long time, A. B, we never assume that it really, if you say Hanan, you know, the tiniest amount of Rotev, you know, you say like this, the Rotev comes in, it absorbs a little Tom, it may even spit some of that Tom back out, but once it's absorbed, in other words, on some level, maybe you're right, but at the end of the day,
I'm
sorry?
It could still be a question. I just, the forever aspect of it.
Okay, fine, but it's enough to. Clearly, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam have not really entertained that problem because they're assuming it's limited to this discrete amount of two chatichas.
Are
you?
When we're talking about kachal, we're going to assume that it absorbs all the flavor and it gives them all the flavor.
And the nightmares of kachal come back here. Yeah, so kachal is a problem in this context. And Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. In other words, the way I saw it, actually, you're intuitively latched onto something. See, the way I saw first by Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam is, hey, 1 second, but this is a chal all over again, because how do you pick which of, in other words, I assume, I took for granted the Ramban's kasha, that it can't, you know, it's not a recycling factory. In other words, that they weren't accepting that. But if that's the case, if there's enough to be mevatel v'chatichos and the rotev, why do you assume that any part of the rotev is nesa? Right, along the lines of the chal, even though some of the rotev goes, even though some of the milk first flavors the basa of the chal because it's asid lehispashe, because it's usur l'spashet, it's not right now, it's not usur b'chlal. Right? In other words, we don't say chatich anasas neveda because you have to envision how far it's going to go, you know, right now. That we saw that last week in Tosfos on Kuf Ches, I think, no? Where do we see this? No, it was on the bottom of Kuf. It was in the big Tosfos where Tosfos said, according to, you know, Rabbeinu Ephraim didn't have a raya from the chaticha, the sal in which they salted the meat, because even though right now the tipa flavors one part of the meat, since it's us and l'spashet, we ignore that. Right, so that's what we ignore by chal. By chal, Tosfos tries to dredge that up and say, no, somehow it asers the chal first, and even though the tipa is asered l'spashein, somehow it makes the chal more aser. They are also neglecting that here. That's correct. Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam are assuming that somehow it asers more this rotev first, even though it's asered l'spashein. That's why you're in effect kerech mikan mekerech mikan. They're ignoring that part on the one hand, and on the other hand. On the other hand, they're ignoring the Ramban side. In other words, but if you assume that, why doesn't it keep asering more and more and more and more? But this is the position of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. It's explained a little further, and to understand sort of, let me make one more comment, which is that it's really the Gemara. The Gemara does sort of say it. Right, the Gemara says, although the Gemara doesn't give a shear, the Gemara says that if you cook, let's read the Gemara for a moment, one more time. I mean, I said it at Balpeh, but read it inside, whoever my grand Tuba reader is, or if it's Shalom. Okay, then. And Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Savar Rav, four lines from the bottom.
The Savar Rav, the Shalom Sefto Asher. Now, it marks the Zayat Asher, the Father of the Shalom Sefto Asher, Amar Rav, Basar Asher, the Shalom Mitar.
Okay, so should all the chalav, as Tosfos explained, some of the chalav, Rashi writes here, chalav mat shenivla bebasar nasa nevela sharei nesar kachshachazar venivla pishar achelav havelei min v'mino v'chelav chalav asur b'chalav heter v'ravis le min v'mino l'botel.
So the olam some of rav
okay, now this is not going to stand the maskana, but this is a fascinating havamina. It's a fascinating havamina. I don't know what this means theologically, metaphysically. I don't know what this means. That only the milk is usur, only the animal is usur, but the milk is mutter. It's a really interesting idea. But that's what the Gemara initially is mitarit. So the Gemara ultimately is.
It's also what the actual phrase is.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Chaticha atzmas nasas nevela.
Hold on. So come on, you got to answer both those questions. You have to think a little balabatishly. Okay, when you cook milk and meat, what are you cooking to eat? Meat. When you cook meat in a sauce, what are you cooking? The meat, because you want to eat the meat. The sauce is to flavor the meat. That's the only reason. Lefi pshuto shel dvarim, the Torah formulates it that way because you would never say, don't cook milk in meat, because that's ridiculous. Right? You cook a solid in a liquid. That's the way you do it. And the same reason why chaticha atzman asas nevela. So, it's the Gemara is going to reject it. The Gemara thinks it's ridiculous and it's impossible anyway for Rav, because Rav himself says that you're loka if you eat a chatzi kazayis. The next line in the Gemara. Read the next line in the Gemara. V'sava Rav gidi asur Torah v'lachalav ha'itamar. Alright, that's not our topic for now. When we finish Kuf Ches, we'll deal with that. He says you're local on Achina. The Isak Adaitach. And you certainly don't get Malchus. It might be Asim and Atar, but you don't get Malchus for Chatzi Shir. Ela Le'olam. Okay. So it falls into a boiling hot water, and obviously what the Gemara means to say, ultimately the Maskana, is that it keeps boiling and boiling and boiling, and somehow it absorbs, but it's not polite. Okay, you're shaking your head. So did Rashbam.
Yeah,
or Rabbeinu Tam, one of them asked that kasha. The Rishonim going to talk about it. The opening, we're not dealing with this now, but since you made a face shalom, you can see the Tosus Diva Mashach Shanafal Tochir Rotachas, the Milabal Mithlat Lapalit, Tema the Dovar Nirle Naim Hu Depalit, the Chenos the Mirak Pikte Rotachas, Mishtana Mar Samay Min Ayerek, and it means Miyad. You know, in other words, you take boiling water and you stick vegetables in, the color starts to change very quickly, right? So what is, just because you keep it boiling, why is it mivla, bala, mifla, palat? And there is, by the way, there is a svara to this, by the way, a little bit, which is true, alpi metzias. When you make meat on the grill, what you want to do is you want to sear the outside first at a high temperature, because that sort of seals it, doesn't mean nothing trips, but that keeps the juices inside, and then you cook it, and the juices stay inside. So there is a...
This isn't a grill.
But this is a Eurotacos.
Thank you. I have two eyes and a brain. I realize that. I understand. I'm just pointing out the notion that heat, that intense heat can have a certain kind of effect. As it might be that it's... In other words, it won't answer the Gemara's question. It won't answer fundamentally the question, because you only need a plate of a kol shehu to present the problem. So the Gemara... But... at least where the Gemara might be working with that Havamina from, I'm just trying to explain at least a little bit, okay? What the answer in Mitzias is, that's when we get back to this Gemara, okay? Before putting it into the milk.
Ah.
I thought it was Shanafla L'Tochachola, but, yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, maybe. But bottom line is this, so the Gemara says that you put in Yorotachas the Mivla Bala Mifat Lo Palat. So the Gemara says, so, Kinayach means Kinayach miritichasa. When you stop boiling it, so then the milk is going to spit out, the meat is going to spit out the milk, and it's going to be chal lachalavs nevela. So the Gemara's answer. And you notice that's a recurring theme. Kishikadam besilko, right? If accidents are going to happen in the kitchen, be prepared to act quickly and to remove things. Okay, fine. So now look at Tosus. So think about the Gemara said that Eino Hanami, if in fact the Chalav would come out according to Rav, that Rav holds Mimimino as Aser, so you would say that Chalav Nasis the Vela inside the Chatichas Basar, and then the Chalav is also the Chalav B'kol Shehu, B'mashehu, unless Rabbi Natan Rashbam say you have Chatichos Shel Heter, which can play the same role as the Rotev does. In other words, just as the Rotev, just as with respect to the Chatichos of Iser, we say that Salei Kesmino, you ignore the Chatichos, doesn't mean literally remove them, but it means ignore the Chatichos Shel Heter and allow the Rotev to be Mevatel, the Chatichos of Iser. So too, when it comes to the Rotev of Iser, you say that the Chatichos Shel Heter are Mevatel them, and Roen Es HaRotev Ki'iluena, right? Because the Rotev is Mimimino Lagabe that. Okay. Yeah.
Why is it that we only present Abai, we don't present Rava for this example?
No, because this has nothing to do with, this will not solve, Rava's solution is not going to solve, it's not relevant here. What are you going to say for Rava? Think about it. I said Kadam Asilka, it's not Abai speaking, it's a way of responding to accidents. Right. Okay. But it's a different Matthias. So Kadam Asil was not the only possibility in our sugya. Here it's irrelevant. Okay. Just take a detour one moment before reading Tosus. Read the Rambam, which is on the sheet that I handed out. So I think there should be enough if there's one short share, please. The Rambam is on the bottom. And what does the Rambam say? Anybody can read this because I didn't ask you to prepare it. Chaim, go ahead.
Basar shenafal otocha chalav, o chalav shenafal otocha basar, benit vashel imo, shiro benos in tam. Ketzad, chatichas shel basar shenafla lakdera rotechet shel chalav, toim anachri et akdera, ima mar shish ba'atam basar asura, v'imlav muteret, v'tachaticha asura.
All right, stop for a moment. So far... You know, read the Rambam would be contrary. It would be what Ari said, and not what Shalom said earlier in terms of whether or not it'd be mutter for the Nachri tasted. But now the Rambam adds the important caveat. Bamedvar mamurim.
Bamedvarim mamurim. Shekadam v'otzi et achaticha kodem shetiflot et chalav shebala. Aval im lo salak misha'arim ota b'shishim b'pnei she'achalav shenivlaba v'nesar yatsa v'nitarevim shara chalav.
So the Rambam paskins that mimimino is batel, but still... having the kfeila taste the milk at this point doesn't prove anything, because even if you don't have the tam of basar in the milk, you might have the tam of chalav in the milk, namely of the chalav which was nasis nevela, and there's no way for nachmi to be towing that, and therefore you have to simply be mishar b'shishim, because it's like a regular case of min bimina. Okay, now the Rambam's only going to paskin this way by basar b'chalav, but right, but theoretically, if you held the chatich nasis nevela by only surim, perhaps one would argue that in fact it should be shayach by other things as well. Now, again, I wonder, this kasha that the Ramban asks is not only a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam, it's a kasha on the Gemara, and to be a kasha on the Rambam, because why do you assume it only absorbs one? Let's assume that you didn't get it out of the pot fast enough. Why do you assume that it's not a recycling factory of chalav, that chalav in, chalav out, chalav in, chalav out, and shishim is not going to be enough? Maybe it's asur min haTorah, in fact, because maybe you have a robe of chalav, which is asura. Maybe. I mean, Shalom?
But Gemara is only working
in the case of Okay, so I'll grant you, so you could say that for the Gemara and the Rambam could get around that problem. Well, the Gemara could just say it's a mashahu. In other words, the Gemara is not saying it's a huge amount, but even the tiniest amount is enough to asur. Right? The Rambam assumes that, so the Gemara doesn't say that you have to, that if you didn't hold of Rav that min b'mino zoser b'mashu, the Gemara might say, inachanam, we're not choshesh. It's not that much milk that's going to be absorbed in niflat. But for Rav, it's a mashu. For the Rambam assumes already you need echad mishishim, so the Rambam's assuming, like, he's really making the same assumption as Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam, that the chatichas iser, we have to be choshesh up to the amount of the chatichas basar that were in there. Yeah.
I think the other question, you could say for the Gemara is only talking about min b'mino, and it holds it's within Rav, so min b'mino would be asur b'mashu. But it doesn't know if you held min b'mino is not asur b'mashu, it doesn't tell you what you hold then. Maybe it would also be asur, for the reason that the Ramban says. It would just be constantly, but it's just only talking in the other case.
Okay, so
it's a big assumption for the other return.
So, fine, so iman of shach. Okay, but the Gemara... Okay, but you could see al pi svara, just the way Rashi says, hare chalav ma'at sheniv la b'basar. I mean, do we really believe that really it's bolei everything and recycles? No. In other words, but we don't believe either that it's bolei a full chatichas worth of milk, the way Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam say. So if you just start with that, so the Gemara is very plausible. All right.
Unless I'm misunderstanding. The only ones who say that you need that the shear against the roche needs to be a chatichas worth,
yeah,
is Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam.
The Rambam also does.
No,
the Gemara doesn't. The what?
He doesn't say you need a chatichas. He says you need to be mishara against the roche.
He says shishim against the basar.
No,
mishara nasa b'shishim neisha chalav sheniv labav anesa yatzav nesarim shar chalav.
Doesn't say how much chalav it is. It could be
shishim connected what?
Connected however much chalav came out.
No. But then he's not giving you. I assume shishim means.
It could be he meant just shishim. Can I get the kedera?
I can't prove that's wrong, but I think that's pashtus is.
No, I mean that would. I mean that would so avoid the Ramban's kasha because
okay.
He's just saying you need shishim connected the kedera.
Wait, can you mean the connected what? Whoa.
You need shishim connected. However, all the rotev in the kedera because you don't know how much.
No, in the Ramban's case.
Yeah, he doesn't say how much.
No, by definition, you can't have you. All you have to be mevatel the milk which was niflat. You pull the meat out. All you have is milk. And you assume that it's all nesar, then it's all also. What's vitel shayach? The Rambam is assuming meat, his example is meat falls into a pot of milk. You pull the meat out, but you waited too long. So now you have to be choshesh for the pleita. So he says, Hamlosi lek misharan rasa b'shishim, neshah chalav sheniv laba, minesar yata nesar shah chalav. Shishim keneged what?
The whole thing could be the whole thing. Well,
you can't. You're saying you mishar and
then like more milk. Let's say more milk falls there or something. I don't know how would you.
No, but the Rambam doesn't mention that. You would say the whole chalav. You would just say the kedera is nesaris. The Rambam said, if you want to tell me, the Rambam thinks you mishar b'shishim keneged an umdan yofa as to what how much milk went in out of the meat. That's a way of getting around the problem for the Rambam as well.
It might be shitata,
because he does talk about that elsewhere. But on my own, I would have said that the shishim refers to the chatichas basar. Now, who else read the Rambam this way? I never thought of your possibility. Somebody else read the Rambam this way, the Rashba. I'll confess, I didn't look up the Rambam on my own. I looked at the Rambam because the Rashba quoted him. And he didn't quote him, he just said something also on the Rambam. Like the last line, it says, V'kachkos of a Rambam zal. So I wanted to see what the Rambam wrote. I thought it might add some clarity, and I think it does. Right? So he certainly, again, you don't have to agree with, you do not have to agree with the Rashba's reading of the Rambam, but I think the simple reading of the Rambam is that way. Okay. So anyway, let's go. So I want to do two things now. Two remaining things to do. I want to read Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis to try to at least explain a little more, get a clear understanding of what's going on amongst the Baalei Tosfos, because it's really a machlokas, and it's going to bring out something very important in Chanan. And number two, I'd like to see if we can get a little bit of the Ramban, at least get a little flavor of that as he sort of grapples with the questions. Okay. So God Shalom, back to Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Amai Mutar Chalav Nevelahu. The Mishani, the Gemara answered. Before you get to the Gemara's Maskana, what would the din, if you say Midoraisa, this is the din, what's the din the Rabbanon going to be? What's that? It's still going to be Yasser, presumably. That's Tosa's assumptions. Tosa says, Halo be Alma. Now, this is an unbelievable statement. This is an unbelievable statement Tosfos makes, one which could be subject to dispute. But this is why some of us are brainwashed into thinking, self included, that if you say Chanan by other Isurim, of course, that's only Midrabanan. That's what Tosfos says. It's a whopping Kiddush. I mean, it's an assumption I think is worked with Imsak Halacha, but it's really based upon everything we've seen until that. Tosfos just makes the statement out of the blue. Like, ooh, Chanan, it's only the Rabbanim Asher, so what are you talking about? Everything we saw would have suggested that Chanan applies by, or Midaraisa by Oli Sirim. But okay, yeah.
I mean, I was discussing this with Ami before. Are there other Rishonim that say otherwise, that disagree with the Rishonim?
I haven't seen that disagree, but Farish, no.
Right, because like we've never seen that before.
I agree, but in other words, right now, Rashbad, I believe, does not comment on this aspect, yeah. And I don't think the Ramban does either. Nobody says boo about this question, but they're focused more on Rabbi Shmuel Reino Tam than on the Ri's. I mean, to quote the Ri's response. So Tosfos says it's no. We say Chanan by Shari Surim, all right. Vitzara Shishim Kineged Kula, but the Midaraisa you only need Shishim Kineged Yisur Habalua. Imkain. Presumably, and again, it's like if you have basar and chalav and you soak them together, midaraisa it's mutter to eat them, because it's the only thing that's asur in the Torah is derech bishul. Derech bishul means on the flame, and nonetheless, it's asur to eat them in the rabbanon. So he says it should be no less than any of these surim the rabbanon. And what was the Gemara's assumption? Go ahead. Mishari surim. So in other words, you would have expected, since you say Chanan Midrabanan, even if it's not Basa B'chol Midaraisa, what would you have expected? You would have expected that when the milk, even if milk itself is not Osir Basa B'chol Minatora, once the milk goes into the meat, Midrabanan, it acquires the status of Basa B'chol. Just as if you have Chazer Shmalz that gets into meat, so the meat takes on the status, even though Minat Torah, if you don't say Chanan, once you get the Chazer out, the meat itself is Muteres. So too here, once you get the Chalav out of the Basar, so Minat Torah the Chalav is Muteres, because Basar Asar Torah v'lo, Gdi Asar Torah v'lo Chalav, but Midrabanan, you say Chanan. And therefore, the Chalav itself should be no different than any other thing that was Nesar B'Chanan. And what should happen now when the Chalav falls back into Chalav? Mindamino is Oser B'mashahu, even by Yisurim the Rabbanon. But the fact is, the Gemara's assumption is you don't say that. The way the Gemara wanted to be Metaretz, Rav was to say that he holds that the Torah never asked the Chalav. Great, but midrabanu we asked the Chalav. So why did the Gemara think that that was a Teretz? So, Tosus continues. Ella, what do you really say? Ella Vadai. Okay, so Tosa says like this. The Ri says that obviously that what at least when you're talking about chanan, that's only the rabbanon. When the chalav is this in basar b'chalav, the chalav is only the rabbanon in the havamin of the gemara, not in the maskana. So according to that, when the basar is nesar in the chalav and made chanan midrabanan, when the chalav comes out, obviously the gemara assumes we don't treat it as chalav, we treat it as basar. And therefore, it will be batel in the chalav if you can't taste it, because it's min b'shein amino. We don't say that the chalav is nases nevela, and therefore it's now min b'mino when it comes out. Okay, go ahead. Oh, so at the end of the day, when you have the rotev and the kedera that goes into the chatichos of Isser and now comes back out, we treat it simply as more basar. And if you can't taste the basar in the rotev, at the end of the day, it's bata. We don't say now that the rotev is nesar bechanan inside the chaticha, we don't say then that it's now chaticha nasis nevela, and now the rotev is rotev shel Isser. When the rotev comes out of the chaticha, it's min memino in the rotev shalater. No, it's still considered an isser basar, not an isser rotev, and therefore it's batel. Now, obviously, if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the whole issue is not an issue. The whole kasha is not a kasha, but obviously Rabbeinu Tam doesn't. Right? For Rabbeinu Ephraim, everything makes perfect sense because you don't say chanan. And the Gemara in the Havamina says you don't say chanan by basar, but by chalav. Right, and if you don't say chanan according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say chanan at all, so it's not a kasha. For Rabbeinu Ephraim, everything reads straight. But the Ri's observation is since you do say chanan midrabanan by shari surim, the chalav in the basar should be no less than that. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Tam were correct, Rabbi Shmuel were correct fundamentally in their approach to the cycling of Rotev, if you want to call it, that it takes on a new shame Isser of Rotev Shel Isser, then the Gemara's answer wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't solve the problem, because even if Gedi Asar Tar V'lo Chalav Midrabbanon, the Chalav is Nasa Nevela, and Midrabbanon, the Chalav would Asar Mimimina the Chalav in the pot. What do you see from this? You see that it's wrong. You see that if the Chanan is only Midrabbanon, then when the substance is Asered in the other substance, it's still called, it takes on the min. The Isser is the min of Isser, not the min of Heter. And therefore, when the Chalav, if Chalav is not Nasas Nevela Min HaTorah, when it goes into the meat, it takes on the status of Basar. When it comes out, you can be Mevatel, according to Rav, in Chalav. Why? Even though it is Chalav physically, but it's only Asr Mitzad, the Tam Basar, and therefore Mitzad Min Bemino, being not Batel, it has the din of Basar. Now, the Tosa says,
that's the Rabbanan not as a Shari Surim, but as Basar B'Chalav.
I'm sorry?
When we say that the Torah's Isser of Basar B'Chalav is only for the meat, not
right,
the milk. But when the Rabbanan say this is, milk is also Asr, it's not Shari Surim, it's Basar B'Chalav.
No, it's the milk is Asr like Shari Surim.
But it's Basar B'Chalav.
Interestingly enough, it is. Now, Vahadda Ka'amar.
But that's the
Hav.
This is Basar
B'Chalav. Correct.
Basar B'Chalav becomes Shari.
Correct. That's the Hav. I mean, the maskana of the Gemara is that by Basar B'Chalav, no, it really is Mamish Nasis Nevela. That's why the Rambam paskins the way he does. The Rambam, I believe, I haven't verified this, but I'm pretty sure the Rambam holds Chanan only by Basar B'Chalav. But still, he paskins this in here by Basar B'Chalav.
This,
go ahead.
This isn't essential, but I just
want to
finish that thought.
Yeah.
We say whatever the rabbis establishes is Ke'enda Raita, right? And we've had to deal with some of the effects of that in Toso several times, the Ke'enda Raita or not Ke'enda Raita. So, presumably, this is Basar B'Chalav Derabbanan, not Shari Surim Derabbanan.
No, but the point is you do... then you. So you're saying that even according to the Ri, it shouldn't answer the Kasha. No, but you see, Adrabba, you see, the point is all you would say... No, Ben, all you would say from this Gemara is you see that even though they made Basa B'chol of Midrabanan, they didn't treat it like Basa B'chol Daraisa. In other words, all the other Yisurim, Hanan, if Hanan is Darabanan by all the other Yisurim, then you should also say Ke'en Daraisa. And then the Ri's Taina shouldn't be a Taina. And yet it is.
At least Ke'en Daraisa, meaning it is a Basa B'chol.
No, I agree, Midrabanan. And therefore, it follows the rules of Yisurim Drabbanan Lagabe Chanan, not the rules of Yisurim Daraisa Lagabe Chanan. Because all Yisurim Drabbanan Lagabe Chanan are based upon Basar B'chalav, according to Tosos, obviously. Continue. V'had the Kamar. So who was laughing in his grave when this line was written? And saying, I told you so. Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal. He could have written these words. This is exactly his svara. So Tosus is now, the Ri, he's forced himself into a corner because he's assumed it's only the Rabbanan. He's giving Rabbeinu Ephraim svara, but saying that this Chanan mid the Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Ephraim says this svara, and they said that's why there's only Chanan Basar B'chalav. But this is the Rabbeinu Ephraim speaking. Svasav Amidovavos Bekefer over this line. Okay, I only assume that he was dead when the line was written because he's called Zal in the other Tosas, but that doesn't really mean anything. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, it wasn't him. Who called him? Who had the... Somebody referred to him as Zal. It was Artosis or...
I
understand. I was just kidding when I said that you've only is great. But bottom line, these are his words. Ulekach loka chatzizai es chalav anev lameh chatzizai shamnu es basar. Aval. Okay. But basically the key is by Chanan when it's only mid the Rabbanan, so the Ri claims that it takes on the characteristics. Its Isser is that of that it would that which it was absorbed and that which it absorbed from, and it remains that. It's not its original identity. So the Rotev Valua in Basar, if you say Chanan's only the Rabbanan, is Basar Shel Isser, not Rotev Shel Isser. Okay. Umikan. This is very important. Lamaisa, this is coming to an important point. Okay, he says that if you have salt which had blood absorbed in it, even though you can taste the salt in the meat, you can't, or in the pot, you can't taste the, if you can't taste the blood in the pot, then it's mutter. Why? Because even if you say chanan, legabe the salt, that means that it's usser, but the way we look at it is if it's tam dominant, not tam salt in it. The only time that salt is going to usser, and because it's a milsa levila latayma, and even though you don't have shishim, even though you're more than shishim, it's not going to be batel because you can taste it, is when it's melach shel avodah zara. Right? Mm-hmm. If it's something that's usser mitneyatzmo, it was nevad, it was tikrovis avodah zara, then that's when we say that salt will asar afil be'elef, because you can assuming you can taste it in that much, however, whatever the amount it is. But when you can taste the salt, but it's only asar because it's balo midam, then you don't say chanan to convert the salt into dam, and it's dam that you can taste. But instead, you look at it as if it were dam. What svara of Tosus? This is really a svara you've seen before in Tosus. What is it? It's another way of saying something we said before, which is?
Also based on yourself and not based on the thing that you carry with you.
In other words, that's correct. In other words, we assume that even though you say Hanan, the original Isser cannot go, the Chelev, when it's Mefapea, cannot carry the original Isser farther than the original Isser could have gone. Now, you start to sort of understand, in light of this Tosus, why anybody... It's such a crazy svara. What does that mean? The bottom line is if the shuman, that was a case of shuman that took dam with it. If the shuman becomes nevela because it's neser midam, and now the shuman's mifapea, what kind of a drasha is this that you say, well, since the dam couldn't go there, we don't look as if the shuman go. What are you talking about? The shuman is iser like the dam. The shuman travels. Why isn't that also? The answer is obviously because the iser of Hanan and the iser of the shuman is. Only midrabanan. That's the pashtus. I mean, that, it's much easier to understand that svara this way than if you say that it's really midaraisa. Now, what would Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam say exactly? I don't know. In other words, we don't really get the response. What did they hold? Did they hold that Chanan is daraisa? And it sounds like our Tosis would have been modef Chanan with daraisa, right? It sounds like it's only because, I mean, the truth is, if Chanan were daraisa beshari surim, so then the whole Gemara wouldn't make any sense. Right, is this Gemara not a good raya that Chanan must only be the Rabbanan anywhere else? In other words, the Chalav, the Gemara says that the Chalav, at least Menat Torah, if the Chalav came out, it wouldn't be Asr Midin Chalav, right? That's a clear from the Gemara's Havamina. If you hold that Gedi Asra Torah Vadal Chalav, then if the Chalav came out, it would only be Asr, it wouldn't be Asr Menat Torah. In other words, it wouldn't be an Isr of Chalav. It wouldn't be Chalav Asr. And there, because it would the Asr for Rav and Rabbi Yehuda min Bimino. Right? So, if you held that you say Chanan by Shari Surim, how could the Chalav not be Asr min HaTorah? Not Mitzad Isr Basa B'Chalav, Mitzad a principle Chanan. So, probably this Gemara really is a Raya Mukhrachas that Chanan by Shari Surim must only be the Rabbanan. It's funny, now that I'm showing him say anything. Jonathan? Oh, so the maskana, the chalav is asr. So we grant you that by basa b'chalav, that basa b'chalav is asr min haTorah. That both, in other words, the maskana is that lo rak gedi asr haTorah, but also chalav asr haTorah. So you want to say maybe the maskana is hagemara, they would say that maybe by shari surim also? Yeah, I'm going to fall into the trap. I'll say because Basar and Chalav are both mutter, and you put them together become Basar, but that's Rabbeinu Ephraim. So maybe you're right. So maybe within the Havamina of the Gemara, you see, I'll tell you why. The Gemara clearly knows that the Basar is Nesar Mitzad Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Right? That's what the Gemara is assuming. That the Basar would have been Nesar Mitzad Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Because the Torah asered basar, but the Torah didn't aser chalav. So at that point, what we're saying is that we're clearly distinguishing between that which the Torah asered and that which the Torah didn't aser. Now, that which the Torah asered, you would say Hanan. By that which the Torah didn't aser, you don't say Hanan. So now, when we say that the Torah also asered chalav, so now it also asered all the other things that got absorbed into Isser. In other words, it asered meat that had Chazir Shmaltzka, and where did the Torah asered that specifically? The Gemara is telling you, don't misread the Pasuk. The Havamina was to misread the Pasuk, to say, it's only the Gedi. The Maskana is, no, it's also Chalav there. But where would you know that by Shari Surim? That where would you know the Chalav, the Rote of Asr Torah of Shari Surim? I hear what you're saying, but Minasvara, even without Rabbeinu Ephraim's entire svara, it's still, you want to ask the question, where is the makor for Isur, all the other Isurim? Because when the Gemara turns around and says that Chalav Nami Asur Torah, we know, because Lo Sashal Di Bachalev Imo. So Pashtus is, maybe it's not 100%, but Pashtus is, the Gemara sounds like that you don't say Hanan by Shari Isurim in HaTorah. Yeah.
Is taken to then mean all basar b'chalav. So I think it's like in that passage to say, oh, lo tavashal yivu chalev imo. The Torah only says yivu chalev imo, and therefore it must only be meat and milk.
I do not understand what you're asking.
Lo tavashal yivu chalev imo, the pshat of the pasuk means something totally different than the interpretation of, and the halakha is learned out from that
concept. I'm not convinced that's entirely correct, but okay. Let's nemiyata. I'll for the moment grant your assumption, even though I'm not sure it's
that's
right.
That's certainly true if based on the way that the Gemara is taking it and saying you're reading it wrong.
No. Because the Gemara, when the Gemara says gedi asr Torah, it doesn't mean gedi as opposed to para or
as.
It means meat as opposed to milk.
So that the pshat is also the chalev is going to be.
No, not necessarily. That I could argue is pshat. I could argue pshat is meat, But the Torah is not asking the milk, because the focus is, I couldn't make the Gemara's Hami as an argument, that the Torah says don't cook milk, meat and milk. That doesn't mean the milk is usher, it means the meat is usher.
I guess my question is, the
Torah doesn't even say it's usher to eat. It's just usher to cook.
Another issue. The pasuk is expanded to include a lot of things that...
Okay.
So why did you think to draw the line here and not...
No, but the expansion you're talking about is from Gedi as a paradigm for Basar and Chalevimo as a paradigm for Chala Behema Tahora. Here, once you take that, the Gemara, when it says Gedi versus Chalav, it just means meat versus milk. So within the Gemara's reading, I think that what Tosaf says is very much, very, very good, not surprised, a very good reading of the Gemara. It really sounds like Hanan would not work the same way. It certainly, Minat Torah certainly, it couldn't have the same, it would be very different by other Yisurim than it would be by Basar B'Chalav B'Maskan Asa Gemara. Alec?
That story that we had about Chalem, Shani Chalem to Mephapea, and the Shulam, could that work to be a, if not a rye, but a svar for Rabbeinu Tam, that he says that when you have the Nevela, it falls onto the Hatifa, that the amount of Leos is enough to be hosted that Hatifa, but that if that amount of Leos were to fall into the Kedera, it wouldn't be hosted the Kedera. And that's why that Hatifa is Aser B'Toros Hanan, but it's not Atmo.
I want to leave that discussion out. We suggested, that was, I think, Donnie's suggestion, that, or Ari's suggestion, it was your suggestion, that maybe the Svara behind Rabbeinu Tam there is based upon the same idea of how far the Yisur can go. But whether it is or isn't, leave it with that. If it is the same thing as that, then it's the same thing on here. But it's not, there's not going to be a riot for Rabbeinu Tam. It's just going to be... let's put it aside, because we thought it didn't work, but it's going to be the same Hesper. If it works, it's the same Hesper. Okay? Let's just leave it at that. Okay?
Right, it's the same
Svar. If it works, it's the same Svar. Okay, now...
So are we saying that you could have a pasuk in the Torah which is giving us a specific Isser, and we're learning from that Isser to apply the principle involved to all the other places in the Torah?
Yes.
Because we learn Hanan from Basar B'Chalav, but yet we can still remove that case itself from the principle which we derive from it because of the specific way it's worded in the Torah.
No, but the point is, at the Hava Amina of the Gemara, Tosa's whole point, Tosa's assumption is that you can't, as the Gemara makes clear, you wouldn't say, if in fact Gedi Asra Torah and not Chalav, you wouldn't say Hanan on the Chalav.
For any other Yisurim.
And if you're not going to say it on the Chalav, you're not going to say it by other Yisurim either. Now, when the Gemara's Maskana is...
So on that side of the Hava Amina, the Hanan would never exist.
Wouldn't exist. It would exist by Basar. My buster would exist.
Any other Yisurim.
Correct. Okay. Now, I mean, right. Okay. Let's just take a brief look at the Ramban. I'll attempt to see if read the beginning of the Ramban. Fanita mea masha amru chalav nevelahu. The alma masha chaticha bolas midavar mispashel imanaseis besocha isur. Uchashchozeres upoletes osablias isur osablia isur gomer hu shepoletes. Now this is not a kasha on Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. It's a kasha on the Gemara. Remember, right? And just as we pointed out, you could ask the kasha and the Rambam. It's because it comes right out of the Gemara. You can only blame Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam for expanding it. You can't blame them for creating the problem. They expanded it based upon this Gemara. Remember, was their raya. You can't say that it's not bolea immediately. That you can't say it's not an immediate process and it's only bolea at the end. You also can't say it's not polate until the end, in which case it's polate just the chaticha's volume. Even if you remove it. Kevan sha'amru shedin b'liya shebesocha chaticha shel iser ka'oso min shel iser atzmo hi im kein hava lehu mayim habluam b'chaticha b'mayim shebekdera kemim b'shein omino v'lo yavi taime v'chomim b'shein omino v'lo yavi taime shari. And if you want to say that the din of the b'lios that are in the chaticha is like the min of that chaticha, in other words, here's the svara. You want to say, you know what? It's, you know why it's not a problem? You know why it's not a b'lia factory? Because that which it emits, that which the rotev is nesar and the chaticha, is really the min of iser, not the min of heter. And therefore, what do you have? You have a situation in which you have the rotev goes into the nevela, comes out of the nevela. What is the status of any rotev that comes out of the nevela? Is it rotev or nevela? Ramban says, maybe you'll say it's called nevela. Are you allowed to now consume the fruit in the pot? The answer is, if it's not no same time, it would be mutter, despite the fact that you might have a lot of iser that was niflat into the pot. You might not have shishim. So the Ramban says, Ari Rashi zal mafarsh bedlo yav time and naima bina shishim veleka. Okay, so I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to leave you, if you wish, for tomorrow. We may spend a few minutes. This is the Kasha. He basically set it all up. If you have a chance, you read the rest of the Ramban. I take it, obviously nobody read the Ramban, because you didn't have the Ramban before Shir. And then we'll spend a few minutes on that, and we'll go on to Ketzat Solon. But regardless of the Ramban's answers, which are important in this particular context, the question needs to be very, very clear. And he's already sort of eliminated one type of solution. In fact, I would go a step further in his kasha that he asked. Did people understand what he just asked from Rashi? You might be tempted to say that even though the rotef cycles through the nevela and becomes nevela, but you might say it's only the way we mevatel it is as if it were an iser of nevela. And how do you determine whether or not the nevela asers the rotef? By Tom. So the Ramban says that's not true. And obviously you know, we know, that the sum total of Tom is going to be the same. So the Ramban says that you can't say that. You know why? Because even if you have Bittul Atam, you're not going to have Shishim. Now tell me something. If you have Bittul Atam, but you don't have Shishim, is it Mutter? Well, most of us assume yes, but Rashi says no. But I could have asked a better Kasha. It could be that you have a Rova Visser. Not that you don't have Shishim Kenegdis. You could have a Rova Visser. You just can't taste it. And if you say, but if you can't taste it, it's not really Rov Visser, then you're really saying that we don't say Chanan. You're saying that, you're like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the sum total of Visser in the Chaticha is the Chaticha. Which might be the most appealing approach, but it's not going to explain the Gemara, because the Gemara clearly doesn't assume that way. At least in the context of Basar Bachala Midaraisa. Okay. Fine. All right. I will probably send out some more makaris, but your primary work for tomorrow is going to be to prepare the start. We're going to go through the Gemara Pesachim and Ketzat Solon, and it's going to be the sugya of Ilah Gavar and Tata Gavar. Please suspend. How many people here have studied science extensively? There are some pre-med people here, some doctors here. Please suspend your scientific mode of thinking, because you're going to be greatly troubled by the Gemara.
Been there.
the Gemara is going down.
This Gemara.
Ilah Gavar. No. But here's the difference. There are a lot of Gemaras that you have to suspend. We simply are going to reject Lamaskana on some level, unless we don't accept it.
We've been doing Blios all semester.
But Blios, at least, we have a sad explanation of how it once worked, and certain Kalim really did whatever.
And Plita.
It's not as far removed as the Machlokas of Ilah Gavar and Tata Gavar. That if the upper substance is hot and the lower substance is cold, or vice versa, you have a machlokas amoraim, in which case does one have the effect on the other? Okay, here, even if you suspended your belief or disbelief at this point, you really have to do that when you're going to step into the Gemara in Pesachim. And this is a case of something that's going to be accepted, followed in Shulchan Aruch on some level. I can't tell you it comes up every day, but it is something, this you have to be prepared for. You know, Blios, I can explain away partially. So this one, I have a lot of difficulty doing so. I know that heat rises. I don't remember how we paskin, but I don't think that has any effect on a noticeable effect between, you know, the cold substance that falls into the hot liquid or vice versa. I don't think that the reversal of direction itself is inherently the problem. Now, there may be, again, it may be we can explain a little bit of why, and you do have a chiyuv to attempt to explain a little bit if you can, to the extent that that they were intelligent people, so it was something that they observed that that must have made them think that. It doesn't mean it's going to stand the full test of science, but you know, some things, it's like when they believe that putting chickens on top of a person who had hepatitis, and when the chickens stopped dying, you know, we cure the hepatitis. So I presume that's, you know, because somebody once happened to have been cured that way, and they just, because he was lying down there, hepatitis, and all these chickens were running on top of him and dropping dead, and the assumption was all of a sudden, you see, that's how it cured him. And things do happen that way. It's not a double-blind experiment, and it's bad science. But you do want to sort of try to understand a little bit, to the extent that you can, of what might be going on. So just as you prepare, it's the Mishnah, I think, is on Daf Ayin Vav Amanaf, about Ayin Hamid Beis. It's Natav Meirot Fo Al Acheres. I think it's the bottom of Ayin Hamid Beis. And then you continue on to the next Mishnah. And as a bonus at the end, before the end of the next Mishnah, you get the meat and the fish Gemara. Okay? All right.